Now it's time for Half Hour to Health.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a new thing that would change, 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 change.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Graham from Crossroads Chiropractic Lakeside up in Meredith. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I think we've got to continue last week's conversation.
Yeah, that was a really fun show. And, you know, we definitely got to cover a ton of information, but there's so much more to cover.
Yeah, so if you missed last week's conversation, we were talking about how chiropractic is for literally everyone. If you have a spine, you should have a chiropractor.
Well, if you have teeth, you should brush them.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So if you have a stomach, you have to feed it. Mm-hmm. If you have a spine, you have to make sure it works appropriately.
Yes. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why is it only like 4% of the population has a chiropractor?
Well, you know what? It's funny. 4% has an active, but a much larger percent has used a chiropractor. And so, and I don't remember the exact number on that, but when it comes down to that, I mean, it's a huge percentage of us have used a chiropractor at one time or another. 4% of us are currently under active care. What that tells me is chiropractors have not done a good job of teaching people about the true work of chiropractic, the true value of chiropractic, and what our goals really are. Because our goals are not just to make you, you know, you come in and you say, my back hurts and you feel better. And that's great. I want that for you. But if I let you leave and all you know is that my back used to hurt and now it feels pretty good, thanks, Dr. Graham, I missed out on telling you the true story of chiropractic, which is that when the spine is in the right position, it wears normally, it wears better, it doesn't age as fast, it doesn't break down, it protects you long-term from things like nerve damage and disc damage, but it also allows your nerve system to work, your brain, your spinal cord, and to do its job effectively and allow all of those organs and the whole nervous system work appropriately. And if people knew that, I think that they would be, you know, they would get better from their chiropractor, and then they would want to say, how can I maintain this and stay good?
Totally.
To get better and leave is kind of like going to the dentist and getting a root canal and then never brushing your teeth again.
Yes.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
And but I don't blame people for that, because it's not their job to teach them. It's us as chiropractors. It's all of our whole profession. It's our job to get that message out there.
Yeah. The brain is the master system. It controls everything. So if you can make sure that there is a good, clear communication pathway between your brain and your body, you're going to be so much better off for it.
Absolutely.
And we've seen so many cases of people coming in where there's a breakdown in that communication. And it manifests in a lot of different ways.
Not just back pain.
Not just back pain. Yeah. And so for kids, you know, one thing that might be surprising to hear is that kids that are struggling with ADD and ADHD sometimes benefit from getting adjusted.
Specifically up at the top of the neck, the base of the skull, the top of the neck, where the brainstem is, because the brainstem is the fuse box of the body, controlling things ranging from blood pressure to emotion. And so if a child has a problem up there, it can manifest in a lot of different ways, including ADHD-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm. I remember one boy that we took care of, he started under care in about seventh grade, and he was struggling with attention. He was medicated through a prescription that his family had chosen to do for him and was still struggling in school. And he started getting adjusted. We found subluxations in his spine, started correcting his spine, and there were measurable improvements in his overall behavior and his attention. The parents decided to reduce the medication and eventually eliminate it. And within two years' time, he was getting A's in school, paying attention and really enjoying his school experience as compared to 2 years prior. And it was a lot of upper cervical work that we did with him.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, the thing is chiropractic, especially, you know, the way we do chiropractic and at Crossroads Chiropractic, is a very gentle method. And it's a very safe method. But when you're treating ADD and ADHD through medicine, those drugs are so dangerous that you typically have to be under care of a cardiologist as well, because of the effect they have in the heart, because they're going to speed the whole system up because you're using amphetamines in some cases. And so the thing about it is you have an opportunity to try something that is going to be much safer. To me, that's the way to go, obviously. But again, like we talked, like we talked about last week, and we're really hitting on this week, is that people associate chiropractic with back pain. So they associate it with middle-aged folks and older folks, but chiropractic really is for everybody, including kids. And some of these things people just don't know.
Yeah. I was adjusted since I was 7. You were adjusted as a late teenager, early 20s.
Yep.
Yep. My kids have been adjusted since they were born. Your kids have been adjusted since they were born.
Yeah.
I think most of our staff's kids have been adjusted since they were born. As I start to think about that, wow.
Yeah.
It's just a way of life.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, it doesn't mean that our kids are bulletproof or anything like that, but we just want to stack the deck in their favors. And that's why we do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember one family that came in to Crossroads a couple years ago with a colicky infant. This little boy was probably about 6 weeks old and had done nothing but scream. And the testimonial that they wrote for us after one adjustment, the child's disposition changed completely, started sleeping, but with a follow-up visit, and they had driven over an hour to see us both ways. So we had a second follow-up visit before I refer them to a chiropractor that was closer to them.
Yeah.
But at that second follow-up, the dad said, "Thank you so much. I like my son for the first time."
Oh.
Yeah. And if that doesn't just break your heart and melt your heart at the same time.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, if you have kids out there and you've got a screamer or have had a colicky baby, you know how terrible that is. It is rough.
And this was their first child, so they had nothing to compare against.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some research within the chiropractic profession that's shown that 94% of colicky babies showed an improvement with chiropractic adjustments, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, there's another study that was published in the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics that quoted spinal manipulations effective in relieving colic in infants. And they had put babies with colic in two groups in this study, one that was given an anti-gas medication, and the other group, the lucky group, got chiropractic adjustments from a pediatric chiropractor. And the babies in the medication group showed a 38% decrease in the amount of crying, but the babies that got chiropractic adjustments had a 67% decrease in crying.
So nearly twice as well, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, not quite, but almost twice as effective as the meds
in
that case.
With no negative side effects.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
If you have a colicky baby, like, I feel for you. Like, I honestly, that is really hard. But there is something you can do about it.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
Yeah. Have your baby's spine checked sooner rather than later, even if there's no issues that you know of as of yet. Now, I think another reason people have been bringing their kids, especially their adolescents and teenagers, into the chiropractor is because people are starting to understand the stress that the heavy backpacks put on their spines.
That's a crazy one, because I remember when I was a kid, I don't think anybody talked about that.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, I'm 37 years old, so, you know, run it back 30 years. I remember carrying a backpack that was basically as big as I was. And the thing is, I think a lot of kids still do that,
mm-hmm.
except now we're starting to actually understand how bad that is for you.
Yeah. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reported that backpack-related injuries sent more than 7,000 people to the emergency room in 1 year's time.
That's 7,000 to
7,
the, yeah,
to
for
the
backpacks.
ER. Backpack-related pain. So kids, if they are carrying a backpack that's the equivalent of a 39-pound burden for a 176-pound man.
Yeah, that was
so
that was
the heaviness of their backpack.
Yeah, so that was a research study that
it
found.
It was a research study in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. Or for a 132-pound woman, so roughly about my weight, is like carrying a 29-pound load.
Yeah, so if you had to walk around and carry a 29, 30-pound load all day,
mm-hmm.
5 days a week, I mean, you would not be surprised that you were tired, fatigued, that your back hurt,
yep.
that your hips hurt. Your neck hurt, you wouldn't be shocked.
And this Italian study found that 60% of the kids had experienced back pain as a result of these heavy backpacks.
You know, and you think about that, that's such an easy thing to change.
Isn't it?
It's such an easy thing to change. It's just making sure that your kid's backpack isn't too heavy. So what does that look like?
So if your child weighs 100 pounds, their backpack should not weigh more than 5 to 10 pounds.
So I would say, honestly, would you agree with this? Just throw it on the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or have your kid stand on there with and without the backpack
and it shouldn't exceed more than 10% of their weight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not a lot of weight. The thing about it is that's going to add up really quick to get to that 10%.
So you could ask for an extra set of books to leave at home.
Yep.
As one way to solve it. You also could encourage your child to wear their backpack more properly help reduce the risk of the spinal injury. So never carry it on one shoulder. Make sure that the straps are tightened up.
Yeah, don't let it sag down around their bottom. It should be up higher. It shouldn't be hanging down around below their waistband.
Yep. Picking a good backpack should have nice, wide, thick, padded straps to help disperse that weight over their clavicles.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we would encourage you to limit the weight of that backpack, no matter how good of a backpack you buy.
And it is important to remember that bigger is not necessarily better, because kids are humans too. And we just, I don't know our deals with this, but we just fill up whatever we have. So like, if you get a bigger car, you're just going to put more stuff in it. You get a bigger house, you just fill it with more stuff. You get a bigger backpack, you're just going to carry more stuff. And so it might be better to actually think about downsizing in a backpack, or a backpack that has compartments and stuff like that.
Yeah, and one last thought on the backpack issue. We as chiropractors know that those heavy backpacks and improper backpacks are causing subluxations in the spine. So misalignments that are happening, even if they're not clinically evident as far as neck pain or numbness or tingling in the hands yet. But one French study found that the longer a child wears a backpack, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. So if you've got a kid that's been having a backpack for the last 8 years, that's such a risk to their spinal health in the future.
Well, and to fix it, it's just going to be so much more dramatically tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the likelihood of success wouldn't be as good. And so these are things that you can dodge by really getting out in front of it.
Yeah. We would encourage you to have your children checked by a local chiropractor that is well-versed in pediatrics. You're welcome to make us your family's chiropractor. We have locations in Meredith, Pembroke, and in Epping. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. By appointment, give us a call, 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or you can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We're going to have to take a break. We're here on Half Hour to Help. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.